Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Time of day and your final chance here. All right, here's what we're doing. We're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Today's category is a former Philadelphia Eagle. It's in the stocking today.
It's the last one,
people. Last one. So if you win today, you are a final qualifier, and you will win two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote bag. And you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set, Jack Daniel's Giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's Original Wood Smoker Chips, and the Gerhardt Appliances Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and the 55-inch Smart TV. All right, here's how it works. You hop on, you ask us one yes or no question, we will answer it, and then you get a guess to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stock. And let's start it off. Rich in Pottstown. Hey, Rich.
Rich! The moment's too big for
me. I mean, come on.
Rich. The moment's too big.
Hey, is it? Did you play with him?
Yes.
Is it Trey Thomas?
No. I played with him. That's funny.
Mike in Swedesboro.
4th and 26 involved at all?
Yes.
Freddie Mitchell?
No.
John in Boyertown.
Was it a running back?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm choking. John Runyon.
No.
Tom in Wilmington.
Hey, was he a tight end?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go with John Ritchie.
No.
Scott in Stratford. Go ahead, Scott.
Was it a quarterback?
No.
I have no idea. I'm out.
Not even a guess, huh?
I mean, there's like thousands of Eagles, Scott. Yeah, just guess an Eagle. David in Wilmington.
The wide receiver.
No.
You got me. I was going to say pink.
All right, 215-592-9494. Starting to get a feeling this one could be lengthy. Kyle's going to have a stroke back there. All right, here we go. You call in, you get a yes or no guess. Today in the stocking is a former Philadelphia Eagle. Anthony up on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up? Long-time listener, first-time caller, guys. How you doing?
Good, Anthony. Appreciate you, buddy. What are you thinking today? What do you got?
So I got to ask you a question, correct?
You can ask us a yes or no question. We'll answer, and then you can give a guess.
Okay. And you said, okay. So was he a defender?
Yes.
Okay. Brian Dawkins.
No.
All right, we've narrowed down what side of the ball here. Julia.
Julia.
Hi.
Hi, Julia.
Hello. Was he
Julia has a ringer.
Defensive end.
Was he a defensive end? Mm-hmm.
I think somebody already said my guy. Oh, gosh darn it.
They've had quite a few good defensive ends around here.
Sorry. Ike. Was it Ike?
Ike, no. Now, Ike didn't he, when someone
he
got hurt? When you
man.
Got
yeah,
hurt,
yeah.
he played
he
some
played defensive,
defensive
end before.
All right, so that was actually not a bad guess. A crazy guess. Jeff in Brookhaven.
Hey, guys, you said he's a defensive end.
Yes.
Oh, let's try John Harris.
No.
Bach is up next.
I remember John Harris, though. He was a pretty decent guy.
What's up,
Hey,
Bach?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Bach.
I'm going for Reggie White.
No.
Eric in Mount Laurel. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, was he from Florida State?
No.
Oh, and it was a defensive end, so it wasn't Corey Simon.
No.
Another Eric. What's up, Eric?
Jerome Brown.
No.
Way to ask a yes or no
All
question.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Way to help your chances.
This is actually becoming my favorite one of these holiday stockings.
It's the last one.
Yeah, we're going out here with the best one. Cole is up. Hey, Cole.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Cole. What's up?
This player wear a number in the 50.
Yes.
Is it Hugh Douglas?
Yes!
100%, man.
Hugh's in his own stocking, Cole. Good job, man. You got it.
No, when he said that, what did he say? Did he play with himself? Did you play with him? I was like, that was crazy.
Did he play with himself?
No, it was like, did you play with him?
And I
was like,
I guess. I mean, like,
that was have a lot of free time over these holidays.
Cole, good job. How did you figure out it was Hugh?
Well, you know, I just had a feeling.
Just had a feeling that he would put himself in his own stocking.
Yeah, he'd be a little bit of a narcissist today.
Cole, good stuff, man. You got it. You're the winner. You get the Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, the golf tee pack, playing cards, and the clear tote bag, and automatically entered for the grand package, which includes the cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, the smoking chips, and the Spiritu grill and 55-inch smart TV.
Woo-hoo.
Hugh Douglas in his own stocking.
Yeah, for the last one, I had to go out with a bang, man.
I would like to see a graphic now put up, made of all the things that were in the stocking, right? You were in there.
T.O.
T.O. was in there. Characters
we had
from movies.
Some movies. We had
whiskey.
What was it? Whiskey.
A fruitcake.
Clark Griswold's Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie was in there.
We had a little bit of stuff.
Quite a fruitcake. Quite an eclectic group of things you put in this holiday.
Can't stand fruitcake, though.
But yet you put it in the stocking.
I did because I was, you know, people like fruitcake. I don't know why, but they like fruitcake.
215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, Nick Sirianni, you're fully. So let's go back to the Twitter poll. Check that out today where people come down on the Twitter poll. Your Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Are you fully sold on Nick Sirianni now after obviously a 10-game win streak here? 62% yes. I find it interesting that 38% of people are on my side of this and not fully sold. Like, the question now becomes, for everyone out there, what does he have to do to fully... Now I feel like it has to just be the postseason, right? Like, what's the difference between 15-2, 14-3 down the stretch? They're having a great season. Hugh, I think the people that voted the way I feel, it's about the playoffs. That's it, right? Because whatever they do the rest of the year, their record's going to be great, right? They're going to win somewhere between 12 and 15 games.
He's in a good spot, but I feel like for some, he has to close it out because you look at the state of the NFC, the race. The front runner was the Detroit Lions. They look like they're somewhat leaking oil. And I was thinking about this morning with all the injuries that they have and everything. Not saying that they still can't pull it out, but it looks a little tougher when you talk about the injuries and the road that they've been on.
Of course.
And if you find a way to finagle that number one seed from them, you got a good chance of catching a team that might falter in the playoffs because they're limping into the playoffs. So it's that. In Minnesota, they're playing well. But that offense against this defense and the way that they're playing, I like this defense's chances. You know, in Green Bay is Green Bay. The teams that we talk about that seem a little scary to me that I would probably be a little bit more leery.
Tampa.
That dang on Ty Bowles, man. That guy right there. And I understand the familiarity with the teams that we know well, like the Commodores and things like that, the Green Bay Packers. But, boy, I would be a little nervous if we ran up against Tampa Bay.
So I think that sentiment is out there because I saw this stat a couple days ago, Hugh. So combined, right, the Lions and Eagles are combined 24-4.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those losses are Tampa Bay has
like losses.
Tampa Bay has beaten both the Lions and the Eagles this year.
Ty Bowles could dial up some defenses, man.
Yeah, and Baker's like a weird kind of berserker quarterback that you don't like.
Real berserker
quarterback. Well, it's like in any game he could stink, but also he could just drop 35 and just crush you.
I don't understand why everyone's shaking in their boots about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well,
it's
the matchup. It's the matchup.
They've given the Eagles trouble.
Dude, and, without A.J. Brown.
No, and that's
without
the only
Lane
caveat.
Without Lane and Devontae this week.
That's the only caveat.
That week.
But.
Well, it's also not. Baker's never played a game in Philly. You realize that, right?
No, like,
we've gone to Tampa and lost to the Bucs.
It's still a matchup that you look at and be like,
nah.
Okay, I hear you.
Well, I mean, part of the reason why this is interesting, and we're going to get more into this tomorrow and moving forward, the NFC is as strong as I can remember top to bottom. The Eagles look like the best of that bunch right now because of the way they're playing and how healthy they are and their defense and all that. I mean, usually you get a couple tomato cans at the bottom.
Tomato cans.
And I don't see them. I mean, like, you know, Washington is probably going to be the 7. They're going to get in with 11 wins. That's a pretty high-end 7 seed. 11 win 7 seed, that doesn't usually happen. And then you got probably Tampa and Los Angeles as your 3 and 4 seeds. And we know those teams have had success. They've had playoff runs a lot the last couple of years. 215-592-9494. All right, you mentioned Herb in the Northeast. He's up. We're going to get to the story about the Eagles playing and wanting to win this game for their quarterback this past week against the Steelers. But first, Herb, who wants to let us know he knows Nick Sirianni. What's up, Herb? Herb? Herb going once. Bright lights.
Come on, Herb.
Not a red light guy. I mean, that's what you just the bright lights got to Herb. There, Herb on the hold. Andy in Westchester's up. Thinks I'm out of my mind today. Andy,
it's because you are. No, I mean, how can you even argue that he's not good at this point? I understand he was like a little shaky. I can't stand that people question him because he's emotional. That's actually I like that he's a wild card, but I feel like this year he kind of. Something happened, something clicked, and he turned around and just seems like a stable, normal coach other than when he's not.
Other than when he's screaming at Jalen Carter on the sideline, he's very, very stable.
But I like that part. You know, it's just the way he handles himself in press conferences. Everything's different. Something's different.
I think he has been different and better. And I'm not arguing anymore. He's not good. He's done a good job, and he's turned into a good coach. I'm just – when I say fully sold, like, I'm locked in, contract extension, next 5 years, no doubt. He's the guy to bring in Lombardi. And I'm not there until we get through this postseason. That's the way I feel.
Well, don't get rid of me before I got something on the fantasy football. But anyway, I always feel like – he's the new, not he, just if you look at Dan Campbell, you consider him good coach?
I do consider him good. I consider Sirianni good.
Well, I think that they might be the new kind of model for coaching, you know, the CEO coach with good coordinators.
Yeah, like the motivator guy. Yeah, you know, I think we may see more of that, Andy. You could be right. I mean, I think the best coach in college right now, Dan Lanning at Oregon, is more of that mold, too. So maybe there's more of that.
And who said? Somebody said earlier that, well, you know, can't win. He only does well when he has good coordinators. Isn't that true? Pretty much of everyone.
You gotta have like when I get this head coaching job, I'm gonna have me some good coordinators.
Yeah, speaking of that, we're gonna get to that after this phone call. Hugh may have a lead on a head coaching job. Andy, are you ready? It starts tonight. The Final Four of the Midday Show Fantasy Football League, which only one member of this show has made that Final Four. Andy has. Andy, I'm looking at the projections here. I mean. You're barely projected a win. You're going to get upset here?
Barely.
Come on, man. It's locked up.
Locked up? I mean, it's 51-49, these projections.
Well, I got a few moves to make yet. But I had a thought on, we were talking about the other day, what, you know, who wins, who loses, what they get.
Yeah, the price. Hugh's in charge of the price. What do you want?
I want Hugh's beard.
Like, you want, like, to give it to you?
Sounds a little creepy.
He cuts it off, I want the beard.
Sounds a little different.
I mean, that's quite a conversation starter. What's that in that jar over there? That's Hugh Douglas's beard.
Next to him on the bus. Oh, speaking of which, I got my permission slip. I don't know if anyone else has a permission slip.
I don't think anybody's gotten any permission slips yet.
You know what? I love this, Andy. We should create these, print these out, give it to the audience, a permission slip so you could give to your significant other or family saying, I'm going to go to New Orleans on a bus with the Midday Show. So, Andy, I'm glad you got yours. Good luck starting tonight, fantasy football. We need your predictions, guys. Who's going to win this? So here's the Final Four. Ready? We have In the Final Four, we have Mike and Andy going on against each other, and then me and Terrence. Who's going to win this Midday Show Fantasy Football League?
I don't give a shit.
That's because you guys aren't in it. I go with Terrence.
Terrence?
Yeah, because I don't want you to win.
I can't have that either.
Yeah, you'd be insufferable.
I am projected to beat Terrence, by the way, just in case you guys are wondering.
You've been doing the projection.
I don't give a shit.
I'm not mad at you.
Just because you finished in dead last.
Dead last.
I mean, all the way.
I only won like two games the whole season, huh?
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
Like, I stopped looking like a while ago.
Yeah, you've actually won five.
I won five games?
I think you did better when you stopped looking at your team.
I did because I didn't curl.
Oh, that's a disaster.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's rough. It really was a rough season. All right, Hugh, you got a lead on a college football job?
Yes, I do.
What do you got?
You know, I was looking at this, and this happened like a little while ago. Mm-hmm. But Delaware State fired their head coach. I don't know if they filled the job vacancy yet. But I'm putting it out there because I'm pretty sure a lot of people from Delaware State listening. Hey, listen, I'm a member. I live in Delaware. I know one of your illustrious alumni, Jamal Jackson, that I would love to put him on the coaching staff. And, you know, if you want to have a conversation, just holler at me. Just call the radio station. I'm available. I can put together a crack team of coaches, you know.
You know what? This is
because you only won one game last
year.
You couldn't
even manage your fantasy football team.
No, it did. You know what's funny? When I said this, because I told Rhea in the break, and she said, Hugh, you're too lazy to run a football team. And I was like, well.
It's a lot of work, man.
Not so much lazy, just not. Don't communicate well. And I know that sounds weird being on a radio host every day. But, like, in the real world, like, sometimes, you know, when you just want to turn it off and I got to go recruit and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would put, for my staff, I would be committed to being a guy that would go out there and pound the pavement to try to get the best players that I possibly can. The first quarterback that I would try to get at Delaware State is Arch Manning.
They don't have the money for Arch Manning.
But that's who I'm going for. I'm going to go for Arch Manning. And okay. I'm going to talk to the Mannings, you know, because you got to aim high.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to talk to the Mannings.
Who is it, Quinn Ewers? The Texas quarterback. Yeah,
yeah. I might holler at Quinn because they might be wanting to move on from Quinn. Hmm. But if I get a quarterback of that caliber,
I got a shot at Delaware State. Okay.
I know it's HBCU, and I have to probably explain to his parents what exactly that is. But I'm willing to do that. I'm going to sit down and explain to her the history of the HBCUs and how this would be innovative because he would bring so much pop and pageantry to the program.
You know, so this is all fun and games. I think it's great. But, Kai, what do you make of Hugh pitching himself on the air for another job as we're doing the show?
Yeah, I don't like that. This is like Nick Sirianni talking about like him being an offensive coordinator next year somewhere.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to still do the show.
Yeah, but we won't have your full attention.
Yes, you will. And then I'm a high-telling
dude. Hold on a second. We think there's no way we have your full attention.
You can barely.
Because you barely got it now.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if all of a sudden one of your players goes in the transfer portal in the middle of a show? You're checked out.
Yeah.
You're texting other players to come to your school.
That's why I have to have a strong base in coaching staff because they're going to take care of all those things for me while I'm on the air.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to be that guy, the motivational speaker. I'm going to be the culture setter.
Oh, you're Nick Sirianni.
And I'm going to be the culture setter.
I got you.
And I'm going to have my own flower speech and plant speech when I get to Delaware State if they decide to go that route.
I can't believe this. This guy just spent five minutes during the show pitching himself for another job. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, speaking of culture, how about this? We found out from Darius Slay that the Eagles wanted to win the game last week for their quarterback, but not quite the quarterback you might be thinking. Listen to Slay.
And we had to get the win for our quarterback too, man. You know, not Hurts. Not Hurts. We're talking about Kenny, man. Kenny Pickett, man, because he's a great dude, man. Without Kenny Pickett, I think our defense wouldn't be like, I won't say wouldn't be great because we want to be great regardless, but Kenny be giving us a great, great look on scout team, man. I'm talking about a damn great look. Even when we play scrambling quarterbacks, we play guys with strong arms because he could do it all. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe he's
he got a strong arm. He can run around. He can make plays with his legs, everything. So he's done a lot to help us get ready and be ready for these games, man. So shout out to Kenny, man. We wanted to get this dub for you too as well.
I'm not going to kill Slay for trying to be the captain that when they put the seal on his chest. I'm not about to do that because I know what he was doing.
We won for Kenny.
Yeah, he was trying to uplift his teammate who hasn't had gotten a lot of run.
Pickett revenge game last week.
Yeah, it probably came in here thinking that he was probably going to get a chance to play, and that hasn't happened. So I'm not about to jump on Slay for trying to be a leader. But that is kind of funny. When you hear it initially, it is kind of funny. But I get in context what he's talking about. He ain't giving you them greater looks in practice.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's a Pickett guy.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe you're not a Pickett guy. Maybe he
No,
is.
I just don't see him giving them greater looks. Because if they were that great, he'd be somewhere else starting.
Well, that's probably
he'd be
true.
Starting in Pittsburgh.
I just like that it was a Kenny Pickett revenge game last
week. And I'm not hating on Kenny Pickett. I'm just putting it in perspective.
Right under the radar. Kenny Pickett revenge game. Let's talk to Bobby G, who's up now to talk to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Bobby G?
So, listen, I live in Tampa, but I'm from Dover, Delaware. I grew up when Delaware State College was a college and not a university. Hugh!
Yes.
Peyton Manning, the Mannings, are you nuts?
Listen, Bobby, I got to aim high. And but I got to aim high. I'm trying to hit the ground running, Bobby.
Hugh, so remember you said you only put like $20 in your gas tank? You gonna move to Dover? It took you 8 months to find a house in Delaware.
I mean, I'm in Delaware now. I'm not gonna move too far, but I'll make the commute. It's not that far. It's like me. You know what's funny? In the break, me and Joe, we did the commute from here.
Yeah, we workshopped this whole
to
thing.
Dover.
Buddy.
It's like an hour. That's not bad. And plus, I already live in Delaware, so it's like 40 minutes. Bobby, I just don't be saying stuff all willy-nilly. I thought this out now.
Bobby, you know what I'm picturing here? I'm picturing
Bobby laughing hard.
Of course. I'm picturing Hugh sitting down with Arch, Eli, Peyton, Cooper, about Archie,
aim high,
right?
Man.
And they're sitting down, they're talking like, listen, you come to Delaware State, I'll get you straight to the NFL. And they're laughing at him.
Yeah, they're probably like, Hugh, could you get out of the house, please?
Hugh, yes. Do you know that Delaware State lost to Portland State?
No, I know. They only won.
Bobby,
I looked at the schedule. They won one game last year.
No, but they didn't just lose. I mean,
they got
lost,
dragged.
They lost 38-0 to Howard.
Didn't they? Yeah, I was about to say Howard dragged them.
Man, 52-10 at Carolina Central.
Bobby, why do you think I'm trying to get a quarterback?
Okay, well, that's good. Listen, so you going wide receiver coach, John Taylor?
You know, I'm going to make some calls. I know John. I know John Taylor. Yeah, okay. I'll make some calls.
Okay. Well, look, man, good luck. But I had to get on the queue for real. I hope there are gas stations going south because you're not going on the other side of the road to even get gas. But
yeah.
Bobby
knows me so well. I don't like going on the other side of the street. Yeah. If it ain't in my general vicinity, I ain't going over there.
Yeah, Bobby, great phone call. The same guy that won't cross the street is going to recruit Arch Manning to Delaware State.
No, I'm going to ask. It won't hurt you. Hey, listen, I got to ask. But that. I feel like if I get a quarterback, because your quarterback could change your fortunes.
Yeah, he could.
And it could put you in a position where if you get a good enough quarterback, man, then all the other pieces fall in place. And then, you know, I got to get my defensive staff. Probably got to go get me a stalwart defensive player.
Sounds like you now think it's a necessity now that you're going to be a coach.
Well, I'm going to need a defense.
What a twist.
Listen.
What a twist.
I know what my bread's going to be, but if I can get agile, hostile, and mobile on that side of the ball.
Uh-huh.
I'll be all right.
All right, Delaware State. If you would call 215-592-9494, if that's how you hop in, or you're fully sold on Sirianni, we will get to all your phone calls. Plus, today, the anniversary, one of the best moments in Eagles history. We'll take you through the moment, let you hear it, and what led up to.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. When was the last time we had a white Christmas?
I tell you what, it ain't about to be one this week or next week.
Well, I can go for one.
You mean like when I say like white snow. Christmas, I don't mean like a half-ass snowy Christmas.
No, I mean like a
full-on
like you wake
blizzard.
Up and it's snowing.
Yeah, and it sticks for a while.
Yeah, Philly's just not like snowy like that anymore,
I
man.
I know. I am looking on my phone here. Weather app does have a little.
Ooh, a chance of a white Christmas.
It's supposed to be brick this weekend.
Next
though.
Wednesday. That's Christmas, right? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
45% with a little snow icon.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Oh, white Christmas. That would be a wonderful memory. You know what else is a great memory? How about 14 years ago today, December 19th, up at MetLife Stadium, Eagles down, seconds to go, and this happened.
Oh, my God. All right, the thing's not working. Sorry.
Okay. Can you guess what happened, everyone? Sunday, December 19th, 2010, at MetLife Stadium, this happened.
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's got a goal. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
That was funny.
Miracle in the new Meadowlands, baby.
He ran around until all the zeros were on. Remarkable win I have ever seen.
Miracle number two in the Meadowlands.
I have never seen anything like this. Never. Never seen anything like this.
It is That's all these cool. years yeah. later, it's still an it's one of the most incredible Eagles victories of all time. It's such a great call from Merrill and Mike, the excitement in their voice. Hugh, there's so many elements to it. Obviously, the Matt Dodge punt to Deshaun, him kind of dancing around the goal line, waiting for that clock to run out.
Yeah.
And if you weren't, you were you? You've told the story. You were at Dave and Buster's.
I was at a Dave and Buster's up there by, up going up north.
Mm-hmm.
That one up there.
Off
I forgot
95?
About it. Yeah,
yeah
by the,
I can picture it.
Foreman Mills or whatever it was up there. And so I remember the Giants fans were ridiculing me. So I left early because I was mad. And when I was still listening to the game on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as Deshaun was about to score, I went back in there and I gave everybody that had on a Giants jersey the bird, both of them double barrel. Like yeah, I remember. I'll never forget that day, man. It was awesome.
So look, the punt return was amazing. That was exclamation point. The part that I always thought almost fell under the radar is that was the best quarter of football I've ever seen Michael Vick play.
Yeah.
It was 31-10 when the fourth quarter started and they won the game.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was a tough day. And you can imagine how tough it was for me sitting there with all those Giants fans watching the game and they're having their way with us and it looks like we're going to lose. Like, that was a tough day to keep your composure and everything. And then for it to end the way that it did, oh, man, that was pretty good.
If my memory serves, that basically won the division for the Eagles that season because both teams were pretty good. I think both teams either made the playoffs or obviously both had winning records. But the Eagles won the division on that play that day. And I just kept thinking as I watched, like, this was – like, Michael Vick, who, you know, was in the news this week, obviously, with the coaching job at Norfolk State, that was like – he reached his potential, Hugh, for one. He had a great year that year, but like for that one quarter, that was what Vic was always supposed to be. He was the most unstoppable player in the NFL. Like it was insane how amazing he was.
Great to see, man. Yeah, that was great to see.
It was great. And then of course Deshaun with the punt return. And I feel like every December 19th from here on out, we will play that highlight of Deshaun Jackson. Let's go. Is Herb ready here? Is Herb in the Northeast ready to roll?
I mean, you just never know.
Okay, Herb in the Northeast said he wants to talk about Sirianni.
Yeah, boy.
Herb!
Yeah, boy, you like that. You like that punt return, Julio, huh?
And of course. I mean, what a play, Herb.
You get me fired up. That, Deshaun, Ryan Westbrook, all those.
Herman Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. E-A-G-L-E-S. That's the way we go. Ain't that right, Mr. Rod Douglas?
Yeah, right there, right there.
You fired up, baby, or what?
Fired up.
He can barely contain it, Herb.
Yeah, boy, I get on your ass, you Douglas. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what's happening. This is This is 2024. Here we go.
Yes.
Different time, Hugh.
Different time.
Yeah. Yeah, my man's doing a good job, the coach, okay? Mm-hmm. Stay, you know, just keep playing, keep playing, keep hitting, keep tackling. Let's run the ball, pass the ball. Pass the ball, run the ball. You know what I mean? I got the plays. I got the plays. Yeah, boy.
You have the playbook, or just you got the whole? You got all the plays?
I got the playbook. Oh, you know what's happening?
He's
Joe
sharing
Joe,
that. You had the playbook?
That's not good.
I got a playbook back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How they got to the Super Bowl? I got the playbook.
Like Chuck Knoll's playbook?
You know what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steel Curtain.
What's his name? Just retired. They got two Super Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
Joe. That's right.
Yeah, of course. Bill Cowher? I don't know. Just name
Bill,
the Steelers.
No, yeah, Bill Cowher. Oh, Bill Cowher. What's his name? Yeah.
Chuck Knoll.
They want to not Chuck Knoll. That's
Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
They've only had
Jerome
three coaches.
Bettis.
They've only had like three coaches for 50 years, so I'm going to be closer. So, Herb, what do you think? You fully sold on Sirianni?
I'm okay with it. Okay. The biggest thing is we got to finish the season out. And depending on who we play, it's like what you said, there's always that Tampa Buccaneers the last two games, they got us. So we gotta have the if we have to play them in the playoffs, we gotta get the game plan together that's right. We gotta have the offense and the defense. We can't let that happen like these last two games. No, there's no way.
A little revenge on Tampa. I like that. Take them out.
Yeah, we got big revenge on Tampa.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean? Big time. We gotta be ready to go right out of the chute. You know what I mean?
Herb, you do all your holiday shopping? You good to go?
I'm trying to get over to Oxford Valley. I got to get a couple gifts. If not, I'll wait till. So I gotta go down. I'm working tonight down to Wells Fargo.
Okay. Yeah, you better hurry, Herb. You got 6 days left. 5 days, really.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Just extra stuff. I'm already done with everything.
Oh, you got the big stuff. Yeah.
How about you, Joe? What you buy for your kid, man?
I can't throw that out on the air. They
might be listening.
We're all good. I'll tell you about it when we get after
you
Christmas.
You got the money, Joe. You got the money. I heard.
What are you hearing, Herb?
Say, Herb, you got
the
wrong
pick. I was talking with the big reps, the big boys down there.
You know more than I do then, Herb. I thought you were in the NFL. I thought you were I thought you were in the NFLPA meeting.
Yeah, I was in there. I was talking to a bunch of guys, few of them. Gary Cobb saw me. Douglas was still doing his show. There was a myth that one dude was misinformed that was actually running everything. First of all, Chicky and Pete's, he's paying, you understand? He's paying the NFL. They bill him for all that food. So, basically, none of them guys, nobody paid to eat or drink or whatever.
They got off scot-free?
They had open bar, but I was sitting with Hollis Thomas for like 45 minutes. We were talking about the old days, man.
Hugh, where were you?
I was working.
Working?
Yeah, I had to work.
You missed the party.
I missed the party.
NFLPA meeting, Herb in, yeah. Hugh out. Herb,
yeah,
good
I
call.
I didn't even go to the PA meeting.
You skipped the PA meeting?
I didn't skip it on purpose. I mean, I had to work. And, you know, like Herb said, the boss was there. Mm. I had to go, you know, I couldn't just up and leave.
So what was Herb Sirianni take?
He's okay with him, yeah.
I can't argue with any of that then.
Yeah, I couldn't get past the beginning of the call when he said he was on Hugh. That was a little, that was
Ooh,
different.
That was.
Yeah, that's why I'm like when we get on this bus trip, man, I'm. I would have rolled him until he told me, no. Take me a lot of gummies. Take a lot.
That was one of Herb's better calls in a while. That was good, yeah. I just like that he just wedged his way into the NFL Players Association meeting.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, and had a ball, evidently.
He redeemed himself from not being ready and came in hot.
Oh, he did. It was one of his better ones. Let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Oh, guys, I love following that because, dude, it is so good. He was on fire today, man.
He was everywhere. We don't have to. Yeah, we don't. Don't worry about his Christmas shopping. He's got it.
Yeah, I mean, but I was like last week during the crisis, you know, oh my God, what's going to happen? They need to pass the ball, blah, blah, blah. Now lies are coming flying around, whatever. We needed a Herb from Northeast last week. I must have missed it, but it was like he was, we could have seriously used some of that energy last week. I mean, what are you buying your kids for Christmas, Jillio?
I mean, he's just asking the hard questions and expecting me to give answers before Christmas. Josh, I think we need Herb not only on the bus with us down to New Orleans. I think we need him in the Eagles pregame locker room before the Super Bowl.
I would 100% guarantee with that. The alacrity that guy just brought to this radio station was some of the best I've heard him come with in probably 5 years.
Yeah, I think we just reached peak Herb. I agree with that. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, no doubt. So listen, real quick, Joe. I got to kind of – this is the standard Thursday Joe Giglio take the pulse of the tri-state area. Like, let's stir the pot just a little bit. Of course, Nick Sirianni is a good coach, Joe. And I got to tell you, and I said to Kyle, did you flip-flop on this at all? Were you on him not that long ago, and now we're taking the temperature again?
No, it's a different conversation. About a month and a half ago, we wondered if – I said we were a little too hard on him, which I said we were, and I was. And now we're talking about, are you fully sold? To me, they're different things. I was too hard on him. He's done a nice job the last 10 weeks, but fully sold, no. I got to wait for the real games to start.
So then let me ask you a question, right? You say playoff success.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Let's give this some body.
All right, let's boil this down.
Game?
Yes. Here's what I need. I need them to be playing on championship game weekend. If they are not playing on title game weekend, what did the coach do this year? Like, it's not enough for me. They have the best team. They're going to be the favorite heading in. They're going to be at worst a 2 seed. That means to me, Josh, if they get the 1 seed, that means they only have to win 1 game. If they get the 2 seed, they have to win 2 games and get to the title game. Then I'll be good. Christmas.
I tell you what, it ain't about to be one this week or next week.
Well, I can go for one.
You mean like when I say like white
snow.
Christmas, I don't mean like a half-ass snowy Christmas.
No, I mean like a
full-on
like you wake
blizzard.
Up and it's snowing.
Yeah, and it sticks for a while.
Yeah.
Philly's just not like snowy like that anymore, man.
I am looking on my phone here. Weather app does have a little.
Ooh, a chance of a white Christmas.
Yeah. It's supposed to be brick this weekend.
Next
though.
Wednesday. That's Christmas, right? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
45% with a little snow icon.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Oh, white Christmas. That would be a wonderful memory. You know what else is a great memory? How about 14 years ago today, December 19th, up at MetLife Stadium? Eagles down, seconds to go, and this happened.
Oh, my God. All right, the thing's not working. Sorry.
Okay. Can you guess what happened, everyone? Sunday, December 19, 2010, at MetLife Stadium, this happened.
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up, looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Zeros were on the clock, and the Giants fans can't believe it, and the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Miracle number 2 in the Meadowlands.
I have never seen anything like this. Never. Never seen anything like this.
It is all these years later. It's still it's one of the most incredible Eagles victories of all time. It's such a great call from Merrill and Mike. The excitement in their voice, Hugh. There's so many elements to it. Obviously, the Matt Dodge punt to Deshaun, him kind of dancing around the goal line, waiting for that clock to run out.
Yeah.
And where were you? You've told the story. You were at Dave and Buster's.
I was at a Dave and Buster's up there by up going up north.
Mm-hmm.
That one up there.
Off
I forgot
95?
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the,
I can picture it.
Foreman Mills or whatever it was up there. And so I remember the Giants fans were ridiculing me. So I left early because I was mad. And when I was still listening to the game on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as Deshaun was about to score, I went back in there and I gave everybody that had on a Giants jersey the bird. Both of them, double barrel. Like, yeah, I remember. I'll never forget that day, man. It was awesome.
So, look, the punt return was amazing. That was exclamation point. The part that I always thought almost fell under the radar is that was the best quarter of football I've ever seen Michael Vick play.
Yeah.
It was 31-10 when the fourth quarter started, and they won the game.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was a tough day. And you can imagine how tough it was for me sitting there with all those Giants fans watching the game, and they're having their way with us, and it looks like we're going to lose. Like, that was a tough day to keep your composure and everything. And then for it to end the way that it did, oh, man, that was pretty good.
If my memory serves, that basically won the division for the Eagles that season because both teams were pretty good. I think both teams either made the playoffs or obviously both had winning records. But the Eagles won the division on that play that day. And I just kept thinking as I watched, like, this was – like, Michael Vick, who, you know, was in the news this week, obviously, with the coaching job at Norfolk State, that was like – he reached his potential, Hugh, for one. He had a great year that year, but like for that one quarter, that was what Vic was always supposed to be. He was the most unstoppable player in the NFL. Like, it was insane how amazing he was.
Great to see, man. Yeah, that was great to see.
It was great. And then, of course, Deshaun with the punt return. And I feel like every December 19th from here on out, we will play that highlight of Deshaun Jackson. Let's go. Is Herb ready here? Is Herb in the Northeast ready to roll?
I mean, you just never know.
Okay. Herb in the Northeast said he wants to talk about Sirianni.
Yeah, boy.
Herb!
Yeah, boy. You like that. You like that punt return, Julio, huh?
Of course. I mean, what a play, Herb.
You get me fired up. That's the show. Ryan Westbrook. All those.
Herman Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. EAGLES. That's the way we go. Ain't that right, Mr. Rush? Douglas?
Yeah, right there.
You fired up, baby, or what?
Fired up.
He can barely contain it, Herb.
Yeah, boy, I get on your ass, you Douglas. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what's happening. This is 2024. Here we go.
Yes.
Different time, Hugh.
Different time.
Yeah. Yeah, my man's doing a good job, the coach, okay? Mm-hmm. Stay, you know, just keep playing, keep hitting, keep tackling. Let's run the ball, pass the ball, run the ball. You know what I mean? I got the plays. Yeah, boy.
You have the playbook or just you got the whole plays?
I got the playbook. Oh. You know what's happening.
He's
Joe
sharing
Julio.
That? You had the playbook?
That's not good.
I got a playbook back with the Pittsburgh Steelers, how they got to the Super Bowl. I got the playbook.
Like Chuck Knoll's playbook?
You know what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Curtain.
What's his name? Just retired. They got two Super Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
that's
Joe.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Bill Cowher? I don't know. Just name the Steelers.
No, yeah, Bill Cowher. Oh, Bill Cowher. What's his name? Yeah.
Chuck Knoll.
They want to not Chuck Knoll. That's
Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
They've only had three coaches.
Jerome Bettis.
They've only had like three coaches for 50 years, so I'm going to be closer. So, Herb, what do you think? You fully sold on Sirianni?
I'm okay with it. Okay. The biggest thing is we got to finish the season out. And depending on who we play, it's like what you said, there's always that Tampa Buccaneers. The last two games, they got us. So we got to have the if we have to play them in the playoffs, we got to get the game plan together that's right. We got to have the offense and the defense. We can't let that happen like these last two games. No, there's no way.
A little revenge on Tampa. I like that. Take them out.
Yeah, we got big revenge on Tampa.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean? Big time. We gotta be ready to go right out of the chute. You know what I mean?
Herb, you do all your holiday shopping? You good to go?
I'm trying to get over to Oxford Valley. I got to get a couple gifts. If not, I'll wait till. So I gotta go down. I'm working tonight down to Wells Fargo.
Okay. Yeah, you better hurry, Herb. You got 6 days left. 5 days, really.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Just extra stuff. I'm already done with everything.
Oh, you got the big stuff. Yeah.
How about you, Joe? What you buy for your kid, man?
I can't throw that out on the air. They
might be listening.
Yeah,
they might be listening.
We're all good. I'll tell you about it when we get after
you
Christmas.
You got the money, Joe. You got the money. I heard.
What are you hearing, Herb?
They heard you got
a
wrong
pick. I was talking with the big reps, the big boys down there.
You know more than I do then, Herb. Well, I thought you were in the NFL. I thought you were in. Yeah, I thought you were in the NFLPA meeting.
Yeah, I was in there. I was talking to a bunch of guys, few of them. Gary Cobb saw me. Douglas was still doing his show. There was a myth that one dude was misinformed that was actually running everything. First of all, Chicky and Pete's, he's paying, you understand? He's paying the NFL. They bill him for all that food. So, basically, none of them guys, nobody paid to eat or drink or whatever.
They got off scot-free?
They had open bar, but I was sitting with Hollis Thomas for like 45 minutes. We were talking about the old days, man.
Hugh, where were you?
I was working.
Working?
Yeah, I had to work.
Show.
You missed the party.
I missed the party.
NFLPA meeting, Herb in, yeah. Hugh out. Herb,
yeah,
good
I didn't
call.
Even go, I didn't even go to the PA meeting.
You skipped the PA meeting?
I didn't skip it on purpose. I mean, I had to work. And, you know, like Herb said, the boss was there. Mm. I had to go, you know, I couldn't just up and leave.
So what was Herb Sirianni take?
He's okay with him, yeah.
I can't argue, with any of that then.
Yeah, I couldn't get past the beginning of the call when he said he was on Hugh. That was a little, that was
ooh,
different.
That was.
Yeah, that's why I'm like when we get on this bus trip, man, I would have rode him until he told me, no. Take me a lot of gummies. Take a lot.
That was one of Herb's better calls in a while. That was good, yeah. I just like that he just wedged his way into the NFL Players Association meeting.
Yeah, and had a ball, evidently.
He redeemed himself from not being ready and came in hot.
Oh, he did. It was one of his better ones. Let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Oh, guys, I love following that because, dude, it is so good. He was on fire today, man.
He was everywhere. Don't worry about his Christmas shopping. He's got it.
Yeah, I mean, but I was like last week during the crisis, you know, oh, my God, what's going to happen? They need to pass the ball, blah, blah, blah. Now lies are coming flying around, whatever. We needed a Herb from Northeast last week. I must have missed it, but it was like he was – we could have seriously used some of that energy last week. I mean, what are you buying your kids for Christmas, Jillia?
I mean, he's just asking the hard questions and expecting me to give answers before Christmas. Josh, I think we need Herb not only on the bus with us down to New Orleans. I think we need him in the Eagles pregame locker room before the Super Bowl.
I would 100% guarantee with that. The alacrity that guy just brought to this radio station was some of the best I've heard him come with in probably 5 years.
Yeah, I think we just reached peak Herb. I agree with that. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, no doubt. So listen, real quick, Joe. I got to kind of – this is the standard Thursday Joe Giglio take the pulse of the tri-state area. Like, let's stir the pot just a little bit. Of course Nick Sirianni is a good coach, Joe. And I got to tell you, I said to Kyle, did you flip-flop on this at all? Were you on him not that long ago, and now we're taking the temperature again?
No, it's a different conversation. About a month and a half ago, we wondered if – I said we were a little too hard on him, which I said we were, and I was. And now we're talking about, are you fully sold? To me, they're different things. I was too hard on him. He's done a nice job the last 10 weeks, but fully sold, no. I got to wait for the real games to start.
So then let me ask you a question, right? You say playoff success.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Let's give this some body. Does
all right, let's
NFC
boil this down.
Game?
Yes. Here's what I need. I need them to be playing on championship game weekend. If they are not playing on title game weekend, what did the coach do this year? Like, it's not enough for me. They have the best team. They're going to be the favorite heading in. They're going to be at worst a 2 seed. That means to me, Josh, if they get the 1 seed, that means they only have to win 1 game. If they get the 2 seed, they have to win 2 games and get to the title game. Then I'll be good.